That is comedian Brian Posehn. Song is called New Music Sucks. It's his take on the world of new music. Good stuff. You can find it on the new album. It's called Grandpa Metal. It is in stores now, and it's got a bunch of guests on it, including Scott Ian of Anthrax, some guys from Fall Out Boy help out with that song, actually, which actually makes fun of them in the course of it. It's got a bunch of great guests on it. We're going to talk to Brian as he joins us on the phone right now. Brian, thanks for getting up early and talking about Grandpa Metal. It's good to hear from you again. I see the names on this album and all the guests that are on it. I imagine it was probably pretty fun to put together. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's still surreal to me that I got everybody to sign on to, you know, especially on some of the ridiculous things I had people do. So, yeah, I still can't believe I got all those names on there.
Yeah, and the best part is that they were into playing along with it, and I'm talking about, you know, the Fall Out Boy guys and just, you know, making fun of themselves a little bit is always a good thing.
Everybody kind of did. I mean, I had the guys from Testament and Exodus singing on, you know, Take On Me, this ridiculous pop song from 30-something years ago. So, yeah, the whole record was a lot of me just calling in favors and you know, but my friends, most of the people I used are my friends. There was only one or two names on there that I didn't know that I had to, you know, have like my producer reach out. Everybody else was like me personally calling in favors, so everybody knew what they were in for.
We've had you in studio before. We've talked about your long history with metal music and how important it is to you. This isn't your first foray into dabbling into metal on some of your albums, but what does it mean to you to have like an album like this out, and how cool is it to be with those names?
Well, it's a thing I've wanted to do for a while. You know, when I like you said, dabbled, when I'd done the, you know, the one-off songs, there was always the idea of let's do a full record that you can just sit down with, and, you know, a full cohesive metal comedy record. And then I spent a bunch of time working on it. So it's really, it feels great just to be done with it and also finally talking about it. And there's a lot of levels to it where I'm pretty in a pretty good place, pretty happy that it's finally out there.
Yeah, you know, and I got a little emotional, and my heart got happy, too, to see Jill Janis on a couple of these tracks. Goblin Love, one of them. You know, miss her and just, you know, her voice and just an amazing, amazing artist. And it was great to be able to see and hear her, man.
Absolutely. You know, and she was a friend, and it, you know, I was heartbroken when she left, but knew that I had these two songs that I was actually listening to a track that she had done for me when I got the news that she was gone. But the bittersweet thing is now I can share these songs I've been sitting on for a while.
What's the other one that she's on? Is she on the Grandpa Metal song as well, or
Take On Me?
No,
Take On
Me. Did Goblin Love, which she did Take On Me, which, you know, she makes the choruses just
right.
They sound insane. And then we did this song called Goblin Love, which was always going to be a duet. I wrote it for her because I also knew she was funny because she was my friend. So I knew she could play a goblin. And I just wanted, I had this sketch idea of like write a black metal song about two goblins falling in love and then make it it's actually a goblin dating app at the end of it.
Brian Posehn joins us. He's talking about his brand new album, Grandpa Metal. It is out now. I actually saw and picked up one of the vinyls that's at the Record Exchange in downtown Boise. If you want to grab it there, you certainly can. Brian, you were just in town, man, doing stand-up not too long ago. You're still on the road doing that as you're kind of doing this. Is it a lot to do it?
That's
or
a great
is it...
little record shop, too.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I am. I'm out perpetually. Like, whatever I'm working on, if I'm working on a sitcom or if I'm writing or if I'm, you know, whatever I'm doing, even now touring this record, I'm also out yelling my fart jokes into a microphone on the weekend. So
you're keeping
that's
busy.
My main gig, that's my main bread and butter, is fart jokes.
And now we have to ask, because we're fans and we know you are too, dude. It was so great to see you pop up in The Mandalorian. Tell us about experience,
man.
And how cool that was.
That one, yeah, you know, so many of the cool things I've gotten to do, I've just landed on my plate. I don't even know how they got there, you know. And that was one. Well, I mean, I know how this one, how I got the job, but I'm still, you know, I'm still kicking myself. It's a nerd dream that I didn't even know I had. Like, you know, you don't think, when you love Star Wars your whole life, you're not like, I'm going to be in Star Wars one day. Like, I've never, ever, ever had that thought. And, like, to have them go, hey, do you want to play a Uber driver, you know, on an ice planet? And I was like, absolutely. Let's do that.
That was awesome.
I laughed. And it was great because it was the first episode. So, I mean, but...
Right. No,
but,
and I love that I'm in one of the first scenes, you know, me and Horatio Sands. So it really sets up the tone of the show that he did, you know, Favreau used so many comedians in this thing. The fact that we got Bill Burr as a, you know, a bounty hunter also, it's great. It's good for nerdy comics. Although Bill Burr could give a crap about Star Wars, which is pretty funny to me. We met at a party and we'd both just done it, and he's like, "You love it, right?" And I go, "Yeah, dude, I'm obsessed." And I'm like, "You don't care, right?" And he's like, "No, man, I hate this stuff." And I was
like, "Oh, Brian Posehn joins us. Scrap of Metal is the album. It is out in stores now for you to pick up. You can also check out his website if you want to get some pretty cool stuff going on there. What's on the agenda, man? Now that this thing is done, do you see yourself making another album, or has this itch been scratched?
No, I definitely want to do more. I mean, I immediately had more song ideas after this was done, and there were a couple of things we didn't get to do on this. And I hope I don't take 6 years to do the follow-up, but I want to do more down the road. We're doing a couple of videos currently, so they'll come out. You know, I'll play this record for a while. Might do a version of Touring It where Scott Ian and I go out and do spoken word and then play a couple of songs at the end. And then hopefully get back in the studio at some point.
Well, you better bring that to Boise, Brian.
I'd love to. Yeah, man. I always have fun there.
This town loves to rock too, man. We would love to have you in there and see you do some stuff live for sure. So thank you for making time for us this morning, man. It's always great catching up with you. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man.